Charisma Magazine has been my go-to source for spirit-filled news for years. In fact, Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. In our busy world, it's still important and valuable to receive Holy Spirit-driven content. And now, the Charisma Media audio app helps you do just that. Now, you can both read and listen to this amazing magazine. I'm John Burton, and I love having that choice. Download the Charisma Media audio app and listen in the Spirit today. Sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about threats made over the contested West Bank. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, Sauvelle.com /our-eyes-r-on-you.
In 1967, Israel miraculously won the Six-Day War and ended up with control of the West Bank of the Jordan River, as well as Eastern Jerusalem, which also includes Jewish religious sites. The Arab and Muslim world has been declaring that Israel isn't the rightful owner of the land of Israel, but is occupying the land that they call Palestine. This week is the 53rd anniversary of Israel's victory, and the Jordanian government is threatening to sever ties with Israel because of their plans to annex areas of the West Bank, which is the biblical Judea and Samaria. King Abdullah II told a German publication that if Israel annexed the West Bank Valley, it would lead to a massive conflict with the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, insinuating that he might rethink the 1994 peace treaty with Israel. The peace treaty has been between the Jordanian and the Israeli governments, not the people. The Jordanian people look at Israel as the epitome of evil and that they are illegitimate. But the Jordanian government has heavily relied on the peaceful relations with Israel to maintain power in their own nation, as well as keeping control of the mosques on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. It is even speculated that King Abdullah has been able to stay in power because some cooperation with Israeli intelligence. In accordance with the Trump Peace to Prosperity plan, after July 1st, it is speculated that Israel may advance legislation to apply its sovereignty to about 30% of the West Bank, but nothing is set in stone. In response, Jordan has set off some trial missiles, showing that there will be some severe consequences for Israel doing so. The majority of Jewish communities that already exist would be retained by Israel under any presumed long-term peace agreement, but Jordan is opposed to the plan completely. Each year, Jordan receives 50 million cubic meters of water from Israel. That's more than 13 billion gallons of water. Jordan also gets 45 billion cubic meters of natural gas from Israel as well. Jordan has threatened ending these deals, but because of their need, the Israelis aren't taking those threats to abrogate those deals too seriously. Israel stands her ground that she has legitimate claims to sovereignty over biblical and modern areas of the disputed land. As Israel continues in its goal to live peaceably in its God-given promised land, let's keep praying for the peace of Jerusalem. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.